والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني أفقه قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First, before we speak about our topic today, I just like to remind myself and all of you about the incident yesterday of the earthquake. A lot of people before, they thought New York is saved. And everybody said, yeah, alhamdulillah, we live in a land, and this land, there is no any earthquake. Wallahi al-azim, it is a sign from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The sign, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna min alamati al-sa'a, kathratul baraki al-zalazil wal-barakeen. From the sign of the day of the judgment, to find a lot of volcanoes and earthquake. And this is Allah remind us to rush and hurry to come back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the most important action. And we learn actually in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha arda, she asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qalat ya Rasulullah, anahlaku wa minna salihun, and will be also destroyed, will be finished, and some of us are righteous, and some of us are righteous. It means if Allah send disaster or calamity and punished all people, that's from the collection of the sins which we earn in our life. So Allah never punish any kind of people unless there is a big sins among this kind of people. Today in our generation, we have a great incident to approve in the first time in history, marriage of gays, for example, and a lesbian marriage. At least in the Qawm Lut, when I discussed it with some people, in the time of Qawm Lut, what happened is they did not permit some marriage like this, subhanAllah. The people, they desire or they focus in men like them. But today, they certify the marriage to make the marriage certified. Again, it's the fitrah. Again, it's the law of Allah. Again, it's every rule and regulation in this life. SubhanAllah. But Umm al-Mu'mineen, she asked the Prophet ﷺ, ya Rasulullah, and also we're going to be die and we'll be destroyed. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Allah Azza wa Jal يأمر الملك ابدأ بالمسلمين. Allah will order the angel to start first with the Muslim. That means also the Muslim will be included and to be the first people to actually to be in this punishment too. So where we go, ya Rasulullah? قال المرء يبعث على ما مات عليه. Everyone shall return back to Allah or brought back to Allah or will be resurrected upon or according to the last deed before he lived, before he died. To the last deed before he died. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and the best of the righteous deed. Say Ameen. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala resurrect all of us according to righteousness, taqwa of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, we need to learn from this. If we have this in the month of Ramadan, this Allah remind us about something very, very small. Very small yesterday. Look how the people. The people actually in Manhattan, in everywhere, they left the building, they run to the street. Demons, actually they scare about their life. Do they remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Do they come back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Do they correct themselves and submit themselves to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Islam? SubhanAllah. We ask Allah to provide us with taqwa, but we should learn it as a Muslim from this incident that we are not safe. Some people, you may find a sheikh, you said, what? I'm still young. Let me enjoy my life. I'm still actually, it's not like old man like this man here also. We still young, let's us. We enjoy this life. La ya akhi. We are not guarantee our life because sins. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma sha'atul fahsha' wa riba fi qawmin illa wa ahlakumullah. Any kind of people, you find him dealing with these two, dealing with these two, الفحشاء, illegal sexual intercourse, والربا, and the riba, for sure Allah تبارك وتعالى will destroy them. We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to give us توبة, ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to take us with righteous deeds, inshallah تعالى, with لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. But we should learn, and we come back to Allah. This is I advise myself before anyone of you, inshallah تعالى. طيب. We learn from Ramadan. Ramadan is almost, subhanallah, is almost gonna close. And we need to learn too that you trust Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Remember before the month of Ramadan start, I sit in my place and I told you, my brother, your calculation is wrong. And my calculation is wrong. And the calculation of Allah, Allah has his own decision. You remember we scared from what? The hot weather. What happened to the weather, my brother, until now? Wallahi, I was walking in the street yesterday, Sheikh Abdullah. I feel cold, wallahi. In the morning yesterday, I feel like I need a jacket. In where? In the month of August. So don't worry, if you be the servant of Allah and you put your dependent trust on Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah for sure, He gonna make the whole universe to serve you. Subhanallah, look at the weather, no steam, no hot weather, and alhamdulillah we don't feel anything. Yes, some of us feel like tired because of the sleepless, that's all. Find the brother sitting and they wanna sleep, that's the only thing. But hungry, thirsty, alhamdulillah, Allah provide us. Taqwa of Allah will give you the sweetness of your heart. In your heart will be sweetness to test the sweetness of al-Iman, inshaAllah ta'ala. I just like to remind ourselves about the hadith I mentioned before. Sufyan al-Thawri, radiallahu anhu arda, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu, hadith in Bukhari wa Muslim. He said, a man came to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told him, Ya Rasulullah, qulli fil Islam qawlan la as'alu ahadan ba'dak. Tell me a word, a sentence in al-Islam, and I will never ask anybody after you. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, utiya majami'u al-kalim. Allah give him the perfect of the words. He's al-Nabiyyu al-Ummi. But when he process the word or he say a word, he became excellent and perfect, summarize the whole situation in a very short sentence. What does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answer the man? قال, the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. Say آمنت بالله, I believe in Allah. Alhamdulillah, all of us, we believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If that's enough? لا, is not enough. The second word give you a deep meaning, stronger. ثم استقم, ثم it mean and stand firm. What stand firm? عرفت فالزم. You test the iman, you test the taqwa, and you test the al-ikhlas في العمل. To be sincere in your deeds, when you perform your good deeds to Allah, you are in sincerity now. And you test the taqwa of Allah, you test the sweetness and al-iman. And all of us, you see how you enjoy it? You, no food, no drink, nothing at all, but we feel the sweetness in the heart. We feel that we are in a straight path. What about after Ramadan? La, the Islam say, the Prophet ﷺ say, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. If you know it, if you test it, and if you know this is the only way you feel happy, stand firm. Don't ever leave it. Don't ever leave it. Because our life is so short, we're gonna come back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and everybody will be resurrected upon the last deed in his life, as Aisha, Hadith Aisha radiallahu anhu arda. طيب. Some people, they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. A lot of people ask, even the Muslim in the bar, the one who visits the bar, he tells him what you believe. He say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But this is not the issue. You must continue the ibadat, to pray your salah on time. You see yourself now, nothing stop you. In a fajr time, you're taking your car, you run to the masjid. But what happened in the, after the month of Ramadan? Are you continue to do the same thing? You run to the masjid to pray Salat al-Jama'ah. Are you continue to do the same thing? This is what we need, inshallah, to remind each other and myself before anyone of you, inshallah ta'ala. Because some people say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, they will be prevented from the will.
What is the will in? الحوض الكوثر. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر. Verily we give you الكوثر. نهر في الجنة. A river in الجنة. But look to this hadith. It's very hadith حضرة عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه وأرضاه وعن الصحابة أجمعين. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنا فرطكم على الحوض. What does it mean أنا فرطكم على الحوض? I am the most one of you to proceed to the حوض, to the well of Al-Kawthar. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will be resurrected from his grave and waiting for him at his grave 70,000 angels. He will take him. The first one will proceed to حوض الكوثر. حوض الكوثر is a square, a river in the Jannah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will be in the middle, in the front of this well. And every corner will be, the first corner will be Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Second corner will be Umar ibn al-Khattab. The third corner will be Uthman ibn Affan. The fourth corner will be what? Ali ibn Abi Talib, the Prophet, and the four Khalifa in Islam. So the Prophet, he said clearly for Hadith ibn Mas'ud, I will be the first one to proceed for Hawd al-Kawthar. To do what? To drink his people, to drink the Muslim, to drink the Mu'min from his hand. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sincerely, and Ya Allah, accept our dua that Allah make all of us to drink from his hand, from حوض الكوثر inshaAllah ta'ala. The Muslim, their face will produce a light, noor. The Prophet ﷺ will know all his ummah. But look at the second part of the hadith, and this is very dangerous. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ سَلَّمْ لَيَخْتَلِ جَنَّةِ رِجَالٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي دُونِي. Some men, group of men or group of women, they will be prevented. The angel will stop them to go and drink from the hand of the Prophet ﷺ. Allahu Akbar. Muslim say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Male and female, they will be stopped. Where are you going? We need to meet our messenger. The most crowded. Well, everybody try to drink from his hand. And if you drink one time from حوض الكوثر, you never feel thirsty after that. Allahu Akbar. And remember, the sun over the head is only 1 mile. See how is it today? Subhanallah, in the hot summer, we suffering. But in the day of the judgment, the sun will be over the head. And all of us stand in the front of Allah naked, as your mother deliver you to this life. No clothes, no lawyer, no judge, nothing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is the judge, and there is a witness for all of us. Your skin, your tongue, your hand, your legs, everything will testify either for you or against you. So the Prophet ﷺ said in the rest of the hadith, some of the Muslim ummah will be stopped, will be prevented to drink. Look at the Prophet ﷺ, he said, قَالَ يَا رَبِّ صُحَابَتِي Oh my Lord, my companions, my Muslim ummah. The Prophet ﷺ, he call his Lord. فَيُقَال, he will hear a voice. It's come from Allah تبارك وتعالى. قَالَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَاذَا أَحْدَثُ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ. You don't know what they did after you. Look at the words. You don't know what these people did after you, after you left them. Could you imagine today we meet the Prophet ﷺ with a tape of video, movie? Could you imagine if we meet the Prophet ﷺ with a CD of songs and music? Could you imagine a sister, actually, she meets the Prophet ﷺ and she need to drink from his hand without hijab? Could you imagine somebody who is selling khinzir and pork and dealing with illegal sexual intercourse? What are we going to do with this? La ya akhi, you will be prevented. Accept Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if Allah provide you with tawbah before you die. We ask Allah to provide us with tawbah before we meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sincere tawbah. Then the Prophet ﷺ, what did he do? When Allah will inform him, you don't know what they did after you.
they bring something newly, call it bid'ah. Play. Allah tabaraka ta'ala choose your brother as a poor person to move from a different masajid. And the people gather around me to ask me questions. Sometimes they ask me and I give them the hadith. Or I give them a statement. Here is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told me, but what ya akhi? But what? If you hear this is the word from Allah and his messenger, huh? What Allah he said in the Quran? قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ. Ya Allah, we listen and we obey. We ask our forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the final destination will be due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So people after him bring something newly in Islam. Bring something is not from the Quran and Sunnah. And they try and says, exactly, we are Muslim. لا يا أخي. You are commanded to follow what Allah said and what is the messenger said. I give one of the brother dua. And I told him, this is dua in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told me, I need this dua. I told him, this is dua is not from the Sunnah. The dua, this is the dua from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he prefer to take the other dua which has been created by some imam. Which one you take it, ya akhi? Where is the imam learn? So be aware of the newly things in Islam. Be aware of it, because this is will be send the Muslim to the hellfire, and then after that he will be prevented to drink from the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the Prophet will say after he hear this call from Allah? You don't know what they did after you. فيقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأقول سحقا سحقا لمن بدل وغير. I will say in that day سحقا سحقا. So away, be away, be far from me, for to be among the dweller of the blazing fire. Allah a'udhu billah. The Prophet will be free from them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not gonna do anything from them. Why? Because they change it. They change it. And they change it. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arda. When the people came to him and asked him, Ya Ibn Abbas, and they asked him question related to the divorce. Then he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he gave them the word of the Prophet. The two companions, those who asked him, he said, but Abu Bakr and Umar said so. He said, you don't fear that Allah will send fire upon all over all of you now to burn all of you. I told you, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and you told me Abu Bakr and Umar, there is no any word will be valid after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Bakr and Umar, they must say, but they give ijtihad. The ulama sometime when they don't find it clear, they are allowed to give ijtihad. Ijtihad for that. Ibn Abbas, as I told you in inheritance before, in our class of inheritance, Ibn Abbas, Allah, he said in the Quran, well, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when the woman, more than two women, will have 2/3 of the inheritance. We explained that before. More than two women, will have 2/3. It's mean minimum 3. And Allah mentioned, if وإن كانت واحدة فلها نصف, فلها النصف مما ترك. And if she was one, she will have only 1/2 of the property and assets. It's clear. So Allah did not tell me in the ayah about the two. Allah he said only mention in the ayah, if they were more than two, mean 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And Allah he mentioned in the second part of the ayah, it's what? It's if she's one, she will have only 1/2. They came to Ibn Abbas and they told him, what about two? He said, Allah he made a condition in the ayah, if they were above two, they will have more, they will have 2/3. I cannot give the two 2/3 because they must be over two. And I will give them like the one. And the one Allah give them what? 1/2. They ran to actually to Rasulullah, ran to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. And they said that Ibn Abbas, he said so. He said, la. There is a hadith for Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. When a woman came with a 2-daughter and her husband was Sahl ibn Sa'd.
رضي الله عنه وارضاه. The woman came and asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and she told him, يا رسول الله, سعد زوجي, my husband, has been killed in Uhud with you as a شهيد. وترك بنتان, and he left two daughters. وعم, and he left one uncle. فأخذ المال كله, and the uncle, he took all the money from his brother. It's mean belonging to us, but the uncle, he took everything. Then the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he did not have any revelation yet. He told them, wait. And he told the man, the uncle, hold the money, don't spend it. Until Allah تبارك وتعالى send the ayah from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number, ayah number 11. The Prophet, he called the woman and to her two daughter, and he called the uncle. فأعطى للبنتين two thirds. And he gave the two daughter, he gave them what? Two thirds. Ibn Abbas, he gave them what? One half, like the one. وأعطى للأم one eighth. And he gave the mother one eighth. وأعطى للعم, the rest is mean one sixth. He gave it to the uncle. So now we have two. Ibn Abbas, he make ijtihad. He give opinion. Because he did not find it clear in the book of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. More than two, give them two thirds. One, give her one half. But Allah did not tell me in the ayah about the two. So which one you take it? From Rasulullah to give them the two thirds, or you give them one half? From Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they came to Ibn Abbas, he said, تركت قولي لقول رسول الله فالكل يؤخذ منه ويرد عليه إلا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I left my word, after I hear the word of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, everyone you take it from him and you question him except النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Conclusion, my brother, you know where is the road. إن هذا وإن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيلي. This is my way, الصراط المستقيم, the straight path. فاتبعوه, follow it. ولا تتبعوا السبل, and don't ever follow the divided or the separate road from Islam. Because if you follow the separate road in, exactly in Islam, it will separate you, it will take you from the straight path. That's what Allah تبارك وتعالى command us. Stand up, hold the Islam, continue your ibadah to meet Allah tabaraka ta'ala with righteousness. I ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala sincerely in the month of Ramadan, in this blessing day, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enter us the Jannah with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save all of us from the punishment of the grave. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save all of us from the punishment of the hereafter in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to accept us amongst us salihin. To accept our fasting. To accept our salah. To accept our qiyam. To accept our sadaqat. To accept our dua. To accept the qira'at of the Quran. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to save us from the fitna in this life. We ask Allah to guide the children of the Muslim to the true faith in Islam, al-Iman wal-Amal al-Salih. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to protect all our family members. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to feed the brother and sister in Somalia, in Bangladesh, in Sudan, in Pakistan, in Africa, in America, in everywhere, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to protect our brother in Palestine, and to save them from the Zionists and to accept their shaheed amongst al-shuhada, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give us health and wealth, increase our property and give us barakah in our risk, inshaAllah, and accept all our sadaqat. Ask Allah to bless this jama'ah, the jama'ah of the Masjid Manhattan, and ask Allah to make this project sincerely to Allah tabaraka ta'ala and to accept from all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك الله وحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. جزاكم الله خير, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.